mobile device?
I used to read a lot with the, not the website, but the
app.
Yeah, I like the beta app, especially because I'm a photographer, so I like to see my my photo in.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. Good.
That is a bug. No, it's research. Yeah. Okay.
And then, do you do any contribution?
Sometimes, not a lot, because I don't have a big smartphone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what do you do? Maybe you could show me what kind of contribution you do on mobile. Do you mind a chair so you can sit down?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Oh, but
I don't know.
Slow network.
I lost the Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. And if you're going to put a password or anything, you know, just cover the camera.
Out
loud.
No,
so I can check and tell me
kind of
what you're doing.
Okay. I'm looking to the table of content.
Okay.
I forgot if it's the right or the left.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, it's on the right. We edited this section for the iconography.
So what's happening now?
I'm seeing the wiki code of the article, the free article. I will just do a null edit.
Okay. And how long have you been editing?
Since 2004.
Okay, so that's great.
I'm a long time.
Yeah.
I lost.
So do you have a lot of the wiki text in your head?
Yes.
Okay.
But I try to use now the visual editor.
Oh, okay.
Since because for Wikimedia France I do a lot of teaching.
Oh, great.
So I try to. To
is that
learn it.
For
me, it's difficult. Yeah, but student to use. Now it's very useful to have a visual editor. When we are doing editathon, we don't have to teach the wiki code and spend an hour.
Yeah.
So now we just create an account on Wikipedia, and after 5 minutes, you can try to edit an article. No. The Wi-Fi is not working.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I like the tool. I find it better on the mobile. It's really easy to make some small contributions.
Yeah.
Especially the button, the summary. It's a nice idea to have some pre-selection.
What is happening here?
They asked me to comment my my modification. Mm-hmm. So there is some pre-selection comments.
Okay.
Or there is also the button autre. It's an other in English. I don't know. If
other. It's right. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, other. So you want to, this means you can add what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And do you use the presets ever?
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah.
So you're just saying I didn't know.
Really... Yeah.
Just testing. So you said you just do very basic editing on mobile. And what kinds of things? Like you just added some text, right? Or what did you do just now?
Yes, most of the time I make some smaller contributions like the grammar or yeah, or typography of the article. Yeah.
Do you ever add citations or links?
No. It's too difficult on a smaller screen
okay.
for me.
Yeah.
And I also like the new, I don't know.
Minimize?
No, you kind of have two or three windows. It's really new. It's since the last update of application.
It's really,
I don't know exactly. Oh, yeah, it's new. Sometimes it's difficult to know how that the app works because there is no documentation on Meta.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be. Oh. I try to read the mobile mailing list, uh-huh. but it's really for programmers, developers.
In the foundation, yeah. So you're asking for insight into what's coming?
Yes.
Or what would you like to know?
Maybe some little documentation of the features.
Okay.
And some tutorial to know how to use it.
Okay.
It would be great. So now we can have I have two windows.
Okay.
The home page of the French Wikipedia and Boy, which is called Boy.
And so what is it? What do you think about being able to have two pages open to you?
It's really nice because you can close the application and reopen it and you have all the articles open.
It saves your place?
Yes.
Okay.
It's really useful when you use it on the street. For Wikipedia, I'm a sports photographer,
okay.
So I use it to check if I need to do a picture of sports people.
Okay. That's great. Because if they're missing...
Yeah, I know that
cool.
It's someone important, but we are still missing a picture.
So I have a question. So do you also contribute on your laptop, or your desktop?
Yeah.
And the work that you do there, the work that you do on your mobile device, what if you could have it show up on your desktop too, and like back and forth? Like save the pages that you were using on your mobile? And they would show up on your desktop, like if they were interoperable. Like,
oh yeah, it would be great, yeah.
And what would you do?
Also to, if we can have the same presentation of the first picture on the desktop version, it would be great.
Yeah, okay. So on the desktop, so you'd have the bigger pictures instead of just on the right?
I have some article that I have Illustrate.
Oh, cool.
This one. So, a sports woman. And this is my picture. It's bigger than on the desktop version. I don't know why.
What's happening?
Yeah,
that's great.
It's really nice.
Yeah, that must be good.
Yeah, I really like it.
That's great.
And if you click, you can have my name.
Oh.
So when I outside covering sport, I can show also what I'm doing.
Oh, that's great. That's your portfolio. Oh, what a great picture, yeah. A lot of action and expression. Color. Cool. What else? What other kinds of... Do you ever upload photos?
I tried the last the comments app, but it doesn't work with my account.
Okay. With your Wikipedia account or your
comments account?
Oh.
I think that because I have too much picture. He tried to learn my picture.
Oh, okay.
But I have uploaded more than 10,000 pictures. It's too much for the app.
Okay, so the app is like, no, don't like me. Okay. Oh, okay. And any other apps that you use?
Sometimes the nearby feature.
Okay.
But I live in Paris, and there is too much articles in Paris. So it's not really useful to know what kind of articles are near where you live.
So there's too many?
Yes.
What happens?
Because each street have one article. So you cannot see easily. But I don't care about the article, about the streets.
Yeah.
So it will be nice to have an option to don't show.
To filter. Because there's just too much, you have to scroll to find anything. And then
in big cities,
and if you're mobile and you're walking around, you don't want to have to be like scrolling. Okay. Oh, that's
if
really
I'm looking
good
for a minute, I don't care about the street.
Yeah, that's interesting that every street has its own page.
So we cannot choose when we live in Paris.
Yeah. Okay. This is great, Vida. Good to know. Okay. What else? Anything else you want to let us know about?
I also buy. I have some saved page.
Oh, okay.
And that's all.
And what's your? Why do you save pages?
Mostly some page that I have illustrated.
Oh, okay.
In the past, yeah. I think that's all.
Okay.
And I also try to use the widget that show the article of the day.
Oh, okay.
No, today it doesn't work. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes.
And is that just a shortcut to the article of the day?
You have, you can see the name of the article.
Oh, okay. That's it? Can you get to the article?
Normally, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now it doesn't.
But it's not working.
Yeah,
but okay.
It's probably because the Wi-Fi doesn't work very well.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But yeah.
But on 3G or 4G?
It's true. On the desktop version, I didn't load the homepage of Wikipedia. But with the mobile, sometimes I read the homepage.
And do you read as you're, do you commute to work or do you?
I'm not a big reader.
Oh, okay.
I don't read Wikipedia.
Okay.
I'm just editing.
Okay, great. Cool. Anything else?
No, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks
to
for
share
your
me.
Work. It's
oh,
really
yeah, of
great.
Course. Good. We're doing our best. We're a small team. So let me see how can I just stop recording.